We'll call the meeting to order.
I think you probably are up.
Oh, you're right. I thought it was roll call. Well, this is appropriate. The last time we had a new board member, I was critiqued because we didn't do a good job of introducing the board member at the meeting. And I'm used to being critiqued. That's really part of my job. I get critiqued by everybody. But I want to introduce our new board member, who is Sue Suter. And this is her first meeting, and we want to welcome her. To give you a little background about Sue, I've known her for, since probably the early 90s was when I met her. At that time, she was my boss in state government. She was the director of DCFS, the Department of Children and Family Services. And I was actually worked for DCFS running the Medicaid office and also the mental health services office for the department. Now, a lot of people, when we mentioned that Sue was the director, they think, well, you're talking about the director here in Champaign or something. I'm talking about the director for the entire state. She was on the governor's cabinet, Thompson administration and the Edgar administration. And prior to DCFS, she was the director of the Department of Public Aid, which is now HFS, which is the largest state department. And also you then ran Medicaid and everything else. After leaving state government, she went to work for the feds. And I don't remember exactly what your titles were, but let's just say that she had big jobs in Washington. And we are fortunate to have her back here now. And on a personal level, when Sue took over at DCFS, it was at a time when they were doing serious layoffs. And she spared me, and I want to thank you for that. So anyway, Sue, welcome. We're
thank
really
you.
Happy to have you here.
Thank you, Peter.
And I echo that welcome.
Thank you.
Roll call. Here.
Here.
Do we have any additions to the agenda? Citizen input. Mental health board input?
The only thing I would like to say about the mental health board, they're having a meeting today, and something that is, I think, should be of interest to people in the developmental disabilities and intellectual disabilities world is that 211 is going to be implemented in Champaign County, and the mental health board and the United Way of Champaign County have entered into a memorandum of understanding, and we are co-sponsoring the 211 with United Way. They are, of course, the lead. They're the ones that are going to be contracting with the agency in Bloomington PATH. But we have supported information and referral services for years, and this is basically going to take the place of a lot of those kinds of services that were already going. And I don't know, Mark, do you have anything to add to 211? And, I would also recommend that you notify your clients, all of your clients about this. Make them aware that they can call 211 and seek information because all of our clients have, other needs and as well as the needs that you're dealing with. So this is an opportunity for them to advocate for themselves. And this should be interesting. We think that it's going to start in July, right, at this point?
Yeah, it should.
Shortly. Anyway, this is July, what am I thinking? That's it, Mike.
Thank you. Minutes of the prior meeting? You hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
I guess I second.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Not hard to do when there's just two of you. Executive Director's report?
Just a couple things. I wanted to let you know that the budget for the next county fiscal year, which is going to be a 13-month budget. So when you're looking at the numbers this year, you'll notice that they are a little higher than they have been in the past, and that's because it's the county is switching from a December to November fiscal year to just a regular calendar year, and so the adjustment is going to be made in the next year. And then the budget hearing is going to be on August 26th. And, of course, we always invite the board members to join us at that. It's always a little, you never know what to expect. It's kind of fun. Anyway, so that'll be on the 26th. Then I wanted to remind everybody about the person-centered planning training, which is the September 9th, 10th, and 11th. And I believe you've seen flyers on that. Contact Vicki Nicewander to register if you haven't already. And then on September 18th, which in lieu of this of a board meeting, we are going to have a public hearing. We have sent, actually the letters haven't been sent, but there are letters going out to all of our legislators that represent a portion of Champaign County. And the goals of this hearing are to seek input from the public for this board and the Mental Health Board concerning what people view as needs in this community related to intellectual disabilities and developmental disabilities. The other goal is we want to have our legislators here so that they can hear from their constituents and also get a better idea of what the real issues are related to IDDD, not only in Champaign County, because I think what happens here is a microcosm for the rest of the state, but, you know, for the whole state. We have formed an ad hoc committee that will be chaired by Linda Tortorelli, and I think most of you have probably received an email from us that talks about contacting Lynn is sort of is going to staff that committee, and they would like to have Linda, you wanted to have a meeting pretty quickly, I think, right? So if you we want to be inclusive and have as many providers and folks that are around the table here be participating in the planning for this. We want to get as much testimony as we can. There's a lot of logistics to making that kind of thing work well and smooth. Also at that, we are going to have an interesting speaker, Melissa Piccoli, I believe is how her name is pronounced, and she's from Equip for Equality. She's the staff attorney for them. A really great speaker, very knowledgeable about IDDD issues, and the purpose of hers is to kind of set the tone to kind of talk about where IDDD services are heading, what's, you know, the trends that are happening nationally, the issues in Illinois related to consent decrees and, you know, the Employment First Act and a variety of different things like that. Sue, do you have anything to add to that?
I think that's a great idea. I commend the board for setting that up. I would just encourage people to get involved in that because I think we can accomplish a number of things. We can get input from the community, and we can get input from legislators. We can get an update, and we can use that as we make budget decisions and funding decisions as we go into the next year. That'll be one of the inputs that we can use in that. So I encourage everybody, and I thank Linda for being willing to chair that group.
That's it for me.
Okay. Lynn, do you have anything to add to your written report?
No, I'm starting to. We're doing lots of friendly groups in Chicago right now, and traditionally that's when I start looking for articles. right now I'm looking for employment first policies in other states. I read the Oregon done.
So there's a big pile of reading on my desk now, and hopefully I can get that done before we have the public hearing, so I'll have a framework for that kind of input.
Okay.
Lynn, I'm sorry. No. I would love to, as you kind of sort through that, read some of that too, to get updated.
Sure. That's great. Then I won't throw them away.
That'd be perfect. Perfect. Good.
Thank you. We have approval of claims. Looking for a motion.
Deal.
I'm sorry.
Mike, just a comment. The good news on that is the governor did sign legislation yesterday for Employment First for Illinois to put us finally in line to make that a priority. And hopefully our push now is that he'll put some resources behind it so we can really make it happen and not just do it name only.
Well, you mean there was no revenue attached to that?
Wow.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I just also, for the Peter reminded me, for the contracts, for this coming year, there's employment first language in the board contracts, mm-hmm. which I think is great.
We took a chance. It wasn't signed at that time, but we figured it probably would be. So.
Okay, we'll do the approval of the claims. Do you have a motion to approve the claims as submitted?
Sorry, so moved.
Second. Any discussion? We have to roll call that, right? No?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Just a point of information. According to Roberts, when you have a small board like this, the chair can make motions.
Oh, okay.
So if everybody is just sitting there, you can make your own motion if you want.
I don't know. I may disagree with that.
new business, election of officers.
Yes. Mr. President, I can tell you that you've had two terms, so you can't run again according to the bylaws. And Elaine Palencia is not here, but she said that she would be willing to serve. We thought that would be kind of tough for Sue to jump in and be president immediately. So we have one candidate on there and that would be Elaine Palencia to be president.
Okay, do we have to fill anything else or just the president?
Yeah. No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, then I will move.
And I second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. You're there. Anti-stigma?
Yes. Well, we have a decision memo concerning doing the anti-stigma event with the Roger Ebert Film Festival for next year, and it's pretty much the same situation as it has been, with a split between the mental health board and the DD board. For the most part, it's always less than what we propose here because there is an offset related to contributions and variety of different things like that. So we are proposing that we do this again.
Our action, is there any board action?
Yes, you need to, I need a motion to approve, and this is also contingent on the mental health board approving it, so like if you...
I will so move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I
think we need a roll call.
Yes, we do. I'm sorry. Yes, that's money.
Yes.
Yes. Just tell us, Lynn. We have a decision memo regarding increasing the FY14 DSC FDC contract by a maximum of $29,852. As I understand it, this is the money that we were going to put away in case we had a rainy day for the next year. Is that correct?
That's most of that money, yes. I think it was $35,000. But, yes, that is the money.
And we're doing this because the mental health board last month, after we had decided not to fund one of the programs, decided to fund the program and took the money away from DSC. Is that correct?
That is correct. And this action will bring us back in alignment with what was originally proposed.
I move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call.
Sue Sitter?
Yes.
Mike Smith?
Yes. We have a tentative schedule of our future board meetings. in the, I think that was that laid out?
Mm-hmm. There are two schedules. One is easy to read and the other has lots of detail. And it also has a process.
Right. Now, this sort of conflicts with what you said earlier,
yes,
in that it says we're going to meet in the morning and we're going to meet at the afternoon. So
yes, it does. That's my mistake. We are not. The plan is, unless you guys want to meet at 8 o'clock, the plan is to have the hearing in lieu of a meeting in September.
Well, Elaine can make this decision, but unless there's something comes up that we need to meet in the morning, let's make the afternoon our meeting for that time. I think we can do that.
We had added this back so that the whole board could be introduced to each other in a meeting. That's the only reason that we added an 8 o'clock September meeting, was to introduce new members. Other expected agenda items.
That is in case they appoint two more members.
Well, let's do something slightly different. If we do get the extended board approved before this meeting, then why don't we meet 15 minutes earlier than this meeting, and we can shake hands and say hello and congratulate each other.
Okay. And if we have any last-minute things before the hearing, that's a great idea.
You have 15 minutes right there, because the hearing doesn't start until 5. So, right. And legislators are asked to arrive at 4:45, so you have 15 minutes.
Okay, so let's just plan on that.
Okay.
So we need to post that as a meeting then.
There will not be
meeting. I'll make the change by deleting the earlier meeting.
Okay.
There will not be a meeting on that morning.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, do we need to approve the meeting schedule for the following year, or do we just accept it?
It's a draft.
Accept it, I think. Or,
okay.
It's not an action item. It's just a draft.
Okay. But we do have. We do need to approve the budget going forward to the county board. So I'll leave you this time. Want to make the move? I move to approve our budget and set forth in this document and going forward.
Peter, this is the one that's going to be at the hearing?
Yes.
On the 26th?
Yes.
Okay. I second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. We have no action on the mental health board budget.
That is for information only, right?
Barb, are you here?
Mm-hmm. Turn on your mic.
Now, Barb, you can't move around. You're going
Sorry.
You can't sit forever over there and then move back.
Got it.
Wow.
I will correct that next time. Hi. Yes, the Disability Resource Expo is well on the way in terms of planning. The steering committee and all of its subcommittees have been meeting a lot. And actually, I'm leaving here after this meeting to go to the new Fluid Events site. Several of us are going to go through with Jeff Grant, the owner, and do some mapping of figuring out what we're going to put where for the expo this year. The new facility does allow us a lot more space to, enlarge the expo and do some creative things that we were not able to do at Lincoln Square, so we're really excited about that. But it also kind of presents some issues with, where are we going to put something that's very noisy? One of our entertainment acts is going to be rather loud. We've got to figure out, So anyway, that's what we'll be doing this morning. Our entertainment lineup is pretty well complete. We've got a couple of confirmations to get yet. But basically all of it, as you know, in the past, we strive to have all of our entertainment provided by people with disabilities. And we are, we've accomplished that pretty well, I think, and we're going to do that again this year. Newberry Martial Arts Academy is going to be doing a demonstration with their class of kids and adults, I believe. with disabilities who are a part of the CU Special Rec, I think, program. We have a dance team coming from Chicago, a wheelchair dance team. We've got Drumming for the Health, which is or Drumming for Health, which is the noisy part. We're trying to figure out where exactly to put them, but we confirmed that yesterday. They're a group that has been at Speak Up, Speak Out for several years, I think, and I've never heard them, but I understand they're phenomenal. So looking forward to hearing that. We have, I'm still in discussion with Power Soccer, but I think I'm hopeful that's going to be coming as well. And then Donnie Heitler, who provided some just wonderful music for us last year. We don't usually repeat acts one year to the next, but, you know, he's just kind of just some nice background music that we thought would be really nice to have there. So we are going to have him come back. The call for exhibitors was sent out yesterday evening, and within 10 minutes I had my first one back. Application. So I think we're going to, there were probably, I don't know, maybe 150, 175 call for exhibitors sent out. So anyway, should be hearing a lot of those back today and in the coming days. Our website, of course, is, you know, we've talked a little bit about that in the past. Lynn has done a phenomenal job with that, and now she's working with Angie Anderson over at DRES to ensure that the website is fully accessible for everyone. And I don't know if you have anything you want to offer on that.
We're just going to declare that website is always under construction.
That works.
I mean, there's so the expo is fluid anyway, so it makes sense to expect that the website's going to have to change pretty often. So if people notice mistakes or there were some inaccessible features which are being fixed now, things like that, it's, you know, great to call that to my attention anytime. I may not get to work on it until, like, you know, I have a day where I can fix everything at once, but I think it's important for this site to be fully accessible and relevant. Otherwise, there's not much point in having it. It's not especially a promotional tool. It's an informational tool.
But, you know, seeing as how we've never had one in the past, I mean, I think it's going to be phenomenal to be able to direct people to this website and
the map.
And mapping.
But we're hoping to put the map on the night before so that people can, if they have a smartphone, they can have the map right on their phone.
Yeah.
So things like that, I think, will be useful.
Cool. Yeah, and, you know, one thing that's going to be nice also about the new facility, it's in three buildings or three big rooms, but we're going to have one entrance point. This will enable us to actually know how many people are coming, and we've never known that, really. I mean, we've done rough guess.
That's not true.
You know. So well, we're pretty close on our guesses, I'm sure, but anyway.
Yeah, that's a two-edged sword, boy.
Okay, well, anyway.
But I want to know how many people
are coming. I think we do. I think we will all be amazed by it, so. We're working on the sponsorships. The marketing committee, sponsorship committee has been really active. They've been meeting very often. A letter has already been sent out a couple of weeks ago to previous sponsors. We're starting to see some money coming in, trickling in, but it's coming in, so that's good. We probably brought in about $3,000 so far in cash and pledges, so. And I anticipate that's going to keep flowing good. The resource book, Lynn, you're going to start getting some stuff very soon. For the resource book, we will be doing our updated resource book again this year. I think this has been an awesome tool, and folks have really appreciated it and used it. So it's a great selling point as well for our sponsors. So I will be starting to funnel some stuff to you very soon, I think. And then, good. All right. And then the job fair, of course, where Jenny's working on that, I believe, and we're going to kind of look at the site this morning, but we should have a nice, quieter area for the job fair and the Pride Room area. So I think that's all going to work out. That's all I have. Questions?
I'll just say I had a chance the last steering committee meeting to tour the new event center, and it's awesome. It's unbelievable. And the owner is he's a marketing entrepreneur, so he's very supportive. He comes to all the meetings, and he's very supportive and has terrific ideas. And it really is a fun place.
I forgot to mention Amtrak. We are going to have Amtrak presentation again as well. So.
And do you have any additional information on the job fair?
I don't right now.
I can just tell you, my last conversation with UCP, they meet with the Chamber of Commerce, the Champaign Chamber of Commerce, I think in about 10 days. I'm going to sit in on that to mention the expo and the job fair and to get some, and they're also following up with some employers, and I think that they've been talking to some of the agency folks about working together on the job fair.
Good. Anyone else? Anyone else?
I have, and I think you received it, a tribute to Lester Pritchard. It's a video of his life on August 17th at the Champaign Public Library from 3 to 5. And there's a group, Barb Pritchard and Jen Knapp and some other folks that are putting this together. So it should be very nice. If you can help spread the word.
Oh, yes, I just wanted to acknowledge that our former board member and friend Joyce Dill is at the table here, and I wanted to also just thank you for the work that you have done for this community and for people with intellectual disabilities and developmental disabilities and your service on the board as one of our founding members. And we will memorialize your service at some point in the. We promise not to give you anything with wood and brass, attached. But anyway, we really thank you for everything that you've done for this community.
If there's nothing else,
I'm going to start my visits to agencies just to learn more about what the DD board does and what you all do. And I'm going to start this coming Monday. Dale and Patty have been great. I'm going to start with DSC. And so you'll be hearing from Lynn Canfield and from me setting up visits to your agencies. And it's just really an orientation for me. You can tell me what you want to tell me. And just to learn more about your organization and how the DD board can support you and assist you. So you'll be hearing about that. And Dale and Patty have been great about it. Thank you.
I just want to make a comment, and this had to do with our agenda today. Prior to the meeting, Sue was looking at the agenda, and she said, well, when can board members say something? And I said, well, board members can talk anytime they want at this point, so so we don't put that on there. But maybe we should put a thing on here that says board members can speak anytime they want.
No, that's okay.
About anything.
I haven't been hesitant.
Anything else? If not, we're adjourned.